Man, that's delicious. Excuse me. Try not to eat before I come on air because, A, on the East Coast it's 9 o'clock and I try not to eat too late. But sometimes I have no choice. And I scoffed down half of this bowl of grass-fed beef, caramelized onions, some garlic, and I took a whole cauliflower and got it real, real soft and kind of riced it into the dish and made kind of a stir-fry with the cauliflower riced up, kind of like a fried rice with cauliflower instead. And it's delicious. Simple, organic, and delicious. Would you do that, Mr. Producer? Does that fit your diet? It's delicious. I mean, do you like cauliflower? So if you like cauliflower and you like, I mean, ground beef, caramelized onions, garlic, you can't mess that up. Bada bing, bada boom. All right. Hey, did you see this thing about Brian Williams? I'm sure you have by now. It's all over the place. Everybody's talking about it. Well, what a freaking joke. I mean, come on. Is it a big surprise that we're being lied to by one of these talking heads in the lamestream media? What about the lies that he repeats? Not the ones he makes up on his own that he gets caught up in, but what about the lies that he constantly repeats on a regular basis? See, the problem when I eat, right before I go to the show, I gotta burp and stuff, and then I gotta mute my mic and it sounds awkward. And I gotta clear my throat and all that fun stuff. Anyways, I digress. So, the Brian Williams story is really a non-story, in my opinion. And if you can convince me why it's compelling or why we should even care about it, then I'd love to hear it. 800-313-9443. What else is going on or not going on for that matter? I'll tell you what's not going on. A massive revolution to kick out the banksters, to end the wars, to get a sound system in place, and so on and so forth. That's not happening yet. But you know what is happening? Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul. I have a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad sucked me in. I know. It's bad. It's television programming, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of good. Mr. Producer, have you watched Better Call Saul yet? I know you were a Breaking Bad fan. It's good. It's good. Please forgive me out there, those listeners out there that, you know, think I shouldn't talk about this kind of stuff ever. And I understand, I relate, but occasionally I like to watch a nice narrative, if you will. And yes, I know it's programming and all that stuff. I'm well aware of that. But I got sucked into the plot line 10 plus years ago or whenever the first season of Breaking Bad came out. And the Better Call Saul spinoff is just as good to start. And it's got more comedic elements and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to bore people out there, but if you are a fan of that series, then check out Better Call Saul. And by the way, if you're like me and don't actually have a television or cable or any of that fun stuff, you can watch it online on what's the channel it's on, Mr. Producer? Do you know? It's like A&E, maybe. Is that it? AMC? Yeah, it's on that channel. All right, we got a lot to get into tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to get to that in just moments. So we're going to take our first quick break, and we'll jump into it. We'll take your calls throughout the duration of tonight's show as well. 800-313-9443. Open game, open mic. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The 51st state, perhaps, of Jefferson is moving one step closer to a reality. This is an interesting story. You know about the state of Jefferson or the proposed state? Well, it's Sacramento, California and beyond, and here's a piece from Reason TV on this topic. Check it out. Can cue that up, please, Mr. Producer. Thank you very much.
What we're doing here today is we're delivering declarations to the Secretary of State, to the Senate pro tem, and to the Assembly pro tem for the purpose of withdrawal for three more counties to withdraw from the state of California.
That was Terry Raposa, the founder of this movement, or I guess I should say the leader, the current leader of this movement.
Inform the state of Jefferson.
It's important because we're engaged in an Article 4, Section 3 state split in California because the third of Northern California has no effective representation.
We feel we're being used to help support the state of California through our tax dollars. That money's going into the general fund, and we're not seeing any of it.
We need 10 or 12 counties to be financially viable. We have two votes that will come up in January and early February. So that's going to be eight counties. We have another declaration we still need to record, Sutter County. We just didn't complete the paperwork in time. And then we have votes coming up in Lake County, and we have town hall meetings coming up in six or eight other counties. So this is building every single day. People demand liberty. They demand representation, and we're going to get it.
After today, we would like the state of California to agree with us, the legislature, let us separate. That would be the ideal situation. And then it would have to go to the U.S. House and Senate to be approved.
We have no choice. Northern California has 6 total state legislators. The county of Los Angeles alone has 35. If we don't do this, our economy will collapse, our children will leave, we'll all be broken, we'll all be gone.
I would say that basically I think everyone wants liberty. I don't think it's an issue of Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or Independent. I think it's an issue of representation.
So what do you think about the movement to secede from the state of California? And maybe we should do this in more states? I don't know. Joining me tonight for a debate here is a gentleman by the name of Bill Wagner. He's a talk radio host. He was on RBN for a short period of time. We're going to have a conversation here. I want it to be civil as possible. And we'll just go over kind of his perspective on things, and I'll present mine. Bill, how are you tonight?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. We're live on RBN, and thanks for agreeing to come on for a little bit.
Hey, not a problem. Not a problem. What's going on tonight, Bob?
Well, there's a lot of news to talk about, but the first thing I want to talk about is just kind of the general state of things. And you and I disagree on a lot, and I kind of want to flesh some of our disagreements.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. My eyes have been opened a lot since last time you and I talked and debated, no doubt.
Yeah, and that's understandable, and I got to give you credit for that, and that's why we'll give you the benefit of the doubt with some of these topics. But one
right.
of the things that I got to pick an issue about with you is the issue of Israel and your blind support for this state, or seemingly blind support. We know that they're responsible.
I don't have blind support for Israel. Let's just make that clear.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Do you acknowledge their role in 9/11?
No, absolutely not.
You don't?
Well, I mean, how can I tell if someone... I mean, you're talking about a bunch of peoples, so, I mean, it's a whole country, so...
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Mossad in particular, and the compartmentalized effort that helped to orchestrate the Black Op as 9/11. But perhaps we should take a couple steps back. Do you buy the official story of September 11th that 19 hijackers with box cutters from Saudi Arabia took down these massive skyscrapers with planes that they hijacked and flew into these buildings at amazing angles that most pilots could never?
Not 100%. Not 100%, no.
Not 100%. So which elements do you agree with and which do you not?
I totally agree and 100% know that there were planes involved and they hit the buildings. No doubt about that.
Were they the cause of the collapse of those buildings?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
No, I don't believe so. Not
who was behind September 11th? Was it Muslim extremist?
I would say partly.
Partly, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, partly, definitely. I would say it was more a bunch of rich, crazy, lunatic fringe people trying to cause a stir and get us into a war that we did not need to go into like that.
Bill, it seems to me you're pandering to my audience a little bit. Is this what you really think?
I'm that serious.
Okay.
Right. No, I mean, I listen, man. I'm from Las Vegas, brother. I know what it's like to see a
demolition
come down. I mean, I've seen quite a few. You know, happens all the time.
So, perhaps this territory we have more common ground on than I once thought. So let's try to find somewhere where we disagree. And folks, the purpose of this is to have dynamic discussions that offer two sides of the coin to try to fine tune and further. If you will, discipline myself to actually be able to stand by the arguments that I have and my thoughts, you know, because that's what discourse is, Bill. It's looking at both sides and trying to present the facts and focus your positions, if you will, and that's what discourse or debate does. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
The big issue right now, or one of the big issues that we've been covering, is the vaccination issue.
And that's a good one. That's an absolute good one.
All right.
I've been studying that for a long time.
Vaccinations?
Say that one more time.
Are you a proponent of vaccinations?
Am I for it? It depends. Okay. Not necessarily. Yes, I am. It's a scary thing. With my background in you know, all the herbology, or whatever you want to call it, natural medicine, all the things, studying I did for years and years and years on the things, you know, one of the scariest things that I ever had to do was get my daughter vaccinated and, for school when she was, starting school and, out in Las Vegas. And, that was scary to me. I mean, absolutely dead freaking scary. No doubt about it. But the truth is the truth.
Why did you do it?
Well, they forced me to. I mean,
no, they didn't.
Well, out here they did.
No, there's absolutely, either there's one or two states.
Well, my father is former IRS. Okay.
I mean,
so,
yeah.
Let me tell you why. Okay. My dad is former IRS, and I'm talking big time former IRS. He didn't just mess around with he wasn't in it to hurt people and a little local agent kind of guy messing with the average small business type person. Okay, that was not my dad's role. My father's role was to go and deal with these big major corporations and some of the things that he was telling me and. Over the years, he can't really tell me a lot of things that has went on, but he said to me something a long time ago that really made a lot of sense, and this is what it was. He said that he said, Bill, son, you know, you're right about a lot of things that you're saying, and because, for example, you know, a lot of things that are talked about on this network, you know, I was into way before. This, you know, we even met, brother. So, I mean, I was 17 years old back in Cincinnati, Ohio, meeting all these wild people and sovereign citizens and all these different things. And you know, tax, you know, I know that taxing, you know, income tax is a voluntary issue. I know that. The IRS knows that. And any IRS agent that's good for his weight and salt will tell you that is the facts, too. But the thing is, what my dad told me was, he gave me some good advice. He said, look, you know, son, you can fight these people and say, no, I don't have, you know, I'm not going to pay you your taxes. Okay, that's what some people do. And you can do that and live that life. But what will happen is that you'll end up going to jail. Or you play the system and use the system to what it was meant for. And when he told me that advice, I listened to it and thought about it a lot.
I have no idea what that has to do with vaccinations. We'll be back in just a moment. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
You know, there's few people that I've seen flip-flop more than our guest tonight, Bill Wagner. He's also been titled the King of Spam. He is a controversial talk radio host, and he joins us tonight. I also got Steve Sarge running shotgun with us for this segment and beyond. Bill, is it safe to say that you're a shill for various establishment positions?
Bill?
Did we lose Bill?
That's a pretty hardcore statement there, brother.
Well, I mean, I just heard you flip-flop and say, I mean, even when you just talked about 9/11, okay, you acknowledged that you had some questions about the demolition of the buildings, and then you went on to say that the Muslim extremists were behind it, and then you said, well, there was rich people behind it.
Islam is absolute.
So what Islam is absolutely do you have of that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was in Las Vegas, man. It's very simple. I saw it with my own eyes. Down here in Las Vegas, there is a strip club called Olympic Gardens, which is ran by Islamic fundamentalist nutcases themselves.
So that's how you're able to correlate 9/11 with Muslim extremists?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Not the whole thing, but this is just absolute evidence. I wish I could find this. I've been looking everywhere to find this evidence put somewhere on the internet so people could remember what exactly happened that day. But I know these girls that were there, so at this club, and let me just tell you what happened. It's very simple. There was a small motel, which I found really odd to be. There was a small motel right behind this place called Olympic Gardens, a strip club out here in Las Vegas, very famous old strip club. Anyway, these a bunch of the hijackers, I think it was 7 of the hijackers, so I'm not sure exactly. They were staying at this hotel or motel. And they were spending I think it was like 2 weeks before 9/11 happened, and they were getting lap dances, partying it up.
So you're telling me that
all
Muslim
these things, telling all these girls that I happened to
let's,
know.
Hold on, Bill. Hello? Can you hear me? A question about, though, and I'll let you continue your anecdotal story here. But you're telling me that Muslim extremists, extremely religious Muslims, were getting lap dances by strippers?
Damn straight.
Okay, that seems out of character.
Absolutely.
To fit your narrative here, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, do you know anything about what these people actually believe in? First of all, have you ever read the Quran?
Well, I know that there's mistranslations, and by no means am I trying to make this about debating the validity of extremists in a religion. being
more than extremists, man. These people are very much into sex. I mean, these people are some perverted, sick people. Now, I'm not, the women are some very nice people, absolutely. But you know, I love that the fact that these Kurdish women are kicking the crap out of ISIS people. That thing is really cool. But you know, the men are generally
so because you had some strippers tell you that they gave laughs.
No, this is on this all over the news.
Oh, so you believe everything you see on the news?
And I also know these girls personally.
You know, and
yeah,
they
told
and
the
they
whole
told,
plan.
So which
yeah.
one is it? Did they tell you personally, or did you see it on the news?
Both.
Which one is it?
Both. Verified it. Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Knew these girls personally. Saw them on TV the day after 9/11.
So is it possible, Bill, that they gave these guys lap dances?
And
these guys had nothing to do with 9/11, that they were patsies? We know that the FBI has set up many of patsies.
No.
What makes you think that that's any different?
No, because Islam. No, Bob. I don't know how old you are, brother.
You have
but,
a hatred towards the narrative.
No,
that
I don't have anything about
a
hatred. That's no, Islam is an absolute evil religion, worshiping the moon god. These people are absolute scum, and they all deserve to be wiped off the face of the planet.
Every single
except,
one of them,
except for the women. Absolutely, women nice. They are bullied into.
As a moderate Muslim.
Some. Yeah, women.
Should
women.
They
women,
them?
Absolutely. The women and the children. But the men need to go.
This sounds to me like a narrative that you've bought hook, line, and sinker from the...
No, I just don't like them. I've met so many of them.
From the
I've met so many
of
them. Detroit, Michigan.
We know that these beheadings are, for the most part, staged. We know that there's...
Staged?
A major... Oh, yeah. We have plenty of evidence that a lot of these...
What kind of evidence do you have that these beheadings were staged?
Well, we can look at the people involved with them and analyze just who they are, where they came from. We can look at the...
I have a guy. You want to... I have a guy that's actually, you know... that can go, and he's an absolute expert when it comes to video editing and all these different things. So if we want to go frame by frame about saying things like, oh, yeah, well, there was never any planes. We can go by.
I don't want to go down frame. That road, but I do want to ask you, you mentioned this friend who's an expert when it comes to videos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did he happen to see the – and by the way, do you think Osama bin Laden was involved and so on? Do you buy all that?
Was he involved? Of course he was involved, but
course,
to
right.
what extent, I don't
know. Do you believe that he was killed when they said he was killed by the SEAL team mm-hmm. and all that?
Absolutely not, no.
You don't?
Absolutely
okay.
Not, no.
All right,
no.
So did the government or did compartmentalized efforts in the government stage videos with Osama bin Laden in them?
The government, our government? United States.
We'll be right back. Bill Gitchell joins us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere. We got to take a quick.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I could have people on all day long that agree with everything that I have to say. I can have people on that are preaching to the choir. But I like to have people on that I disagree with. And somebody I usually disagree with, not all things, but some things, is Bill Wagner, who joins us, controversial talk radio host. And in my opinion, Bill, I don't mean to call you names, but I think you're full of it, man. I really do. And you probably think the same of me. But that's why we're having this discussion tonight, and I think it's, you know, it's an interesting one. I can say that at the very least. Bill,
fair enough, right?
Okay, so Bill, one of the things that I take issue with you on is your lack of coherence when it comes to the discussion of chemtrails. And, you know, everybody has various degrees of understanding when it comes to chemtrails. But you like to just refer to it as, you know, a conspiracy theory and just call it names and and completely negate the fact that we know for a fact there are chemicals and aerosols being sprayed into our atmosphere on a regular basis and so on and so forth. So, Bill, let me shift it over to you.
On chemtrails, the reason why I say that is, first of all, there's a guy out of Florida back when I was much younger. Probably 19 years old, back when shortwave radio was going on hardcore.
Right.
And I forget this guy's name, but he was selling land to somebody, and I don't know, he was doing this big scheme, selling land to people in Panama, or not Panama, Belize or something. And anyway, this is scumbag. Now he's supposed to be an American, supposed to be on the team, all this good stuff. But all the thing, all this guy would talk about is chemtrails.
This team America, I don't know that
I
subscribe to this Pollyannish team, patriotic Captain America, rah 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 BS.
Well,
Go ahead. Let's not digress. Go ahead.
It should be. Well, this son of a I'm not gonna call this guy bad names, but he is a scumbag, and you know what? I hope he's rotting in jail right now, and he probably is. But the thing is that this guy, he ran a little radio network down in with shortwave radio back in the days when it was popular. I don't know if it's still going on nowadays, but anyway, this guy would every day talk about, his wife would be getting sick from the chemtrails, and blah, 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 blah. We gotta move. We gotta get you guys all moved to, Belize. Well, it turned out that this guy, his wife was just, happened to be sick from other reasons, and also that all these people that bought into this land deal, land that was, where they put the,
Let me make sure I'm getting the gist of what you're saying here. You're saying that because you felt some guy was trying to sell something and that he was saying that the chemtrails...
Yeah, he got people sick. He really got people sick. People actually died. Because he sold them these plots of land that were filled with toxic waste and everything else.
What does that have to do with chemtrails?
Because there's no evidence anywhere that chemtrails that I've seen concrete. Look, if I could see any evidence, for example, let's just throw a weird topic out there.
You mean like rainwater testing samples, like weather balloon samples, like the way...
Show me a study that says that chemtrails or, something in the sky is actually killing people or harming people, then I will believe you. That's like with cigarette smoke.
So, what constitutes a study, Bill?
Study? Well, when you can repeat something over and over again and you know that it's scientific fact.
Well, you must not be paying attention to the issue very closely because we've been able to repeat...
We've been able to show
repeatedly, let me just finish my thought here, that with rainwater test and other samples, that there is barium, aluminum, and strontium contained within these persistent contrails.
Well, that could be because of the simple fact that they're pouring aluminum and all these different nasty chemicals and have been for years into the water. So the water supply. So, things dissolve.
We can look at weather balloons and take a look at the samples that they've collected using weather balloons, which have similar results.
Well, let me ask you.
Persistent contrail. Okay, and we know that a persistent contrail acts very differently than just a water vapor trail that dissipates. Do you understand the difference there between a contrail and a chemtrail?
No. I've not studied the issue like you have, so what is the difference?
Well, okay, let's see if maybe you come out of this with a different understanding. A contrail dissipates. It acts in a typical fashion that water vapor crystals would act. It stays there, and then it slowly goes away. It goes away rather quickly. Chemtrail lingers and spreads and stays in the sky and starts to spread and spread and spread and spread. And, of course, what comes up must come down when you're dealing with aerosols and particulate metals.
Mm, okay.
There's a major difference there.
Yeah, I live right by an Air Force base for some reason. May, okay, all right. I have not noticed any health issues related to anything odd.
Again, that's anecdotal because we do know that Alzheimer's rates have gone through the roof.
Well, why is that? Why is that?
Well, there's a number of different environmental factors, but you say that nobody's
environmental.
You say that nobody's experiencing any health ailments.
The reason why Alzheimer's and things of this nature are going through the roof, there's a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is aluminum, absolutely.
And what do you found in these trails?
Well, it doesn't... That's aluminum small... Oxide. that's a very small portion of what's happening. What's, you know, when you're putting aluminum on your body every single day with, you know,
deodorant?
Your deodorants, exactly. I was talking about this stuff freaking 20 years ago. You know, it's a,
well, we're on the same page. We're on the same page there for sure. However, I just think that you'd be completely naive to not acknowledge the fact that chemtrails play into this overall.
What? Okay, but why? Why would the United States government deliberately be poisoning its own people?
Well, first of all, it's not necessarily the United States government, because the guy who takes out my mail works for the post office. Clearly, he's not involved, nor is my local mayor, nor is my sheriff.
Okay, Obama, Clinton, Bush, Bushes,
so the presidents, Reagan. The presidents are your figureheads that you want to focus on?
Whoever is the government.
Do you agree that there's a shadow government at times at work?
Well, there's definitely a shadow government, but it's not the kind of shadow government that we think is. It's called money. It's called cash. So who has the cash is the guys doing the deals. So you got Wall Street. You got people. But the thing is, why the hell is anybody doing anything about it? You got people out there that are every day just out there just going, oh, yeah, yeah, bitch, complain, moan, yeah, whatever. But the thing is, you never have to do anything about it. So why not do something about it?
All right, let's take a phone call. We have Bob in Vegas. Bill's in Vegas, Bob. Have you ever seen Bill around?
No, I never seen Bill, but you know what? I live right by the Air Force base that he's speaking of. And you know what? Bill, the Air Force planes do not spray the chemtrails. It's the high-altitude planes. And the strip club thing, I heard that story, too, and that got it got a lot of play here in Las Vegas. And like Bob was saying, devout Muslims, like they're saying, don't go to strip clubs. It was just part of the whole story.
Are you nuts, bro? Have you been to Olympic Gardens?
Have you been to this club?
A bunch of damn Lebanese idiots with walking around with guns, packing heat. You telling me these scumbags down there? They didn't take. Oh, come on, brother. Come on. They tore down the freaking motel behind there.
Let me finish. Being that I'm a resident here in this town too. I live probably right around the corner from you, bud.
Yeah, I'm not. Not for long. I'm out of this disgusting town.
That's good for you, man. You're telling me that 19 hijackers with box cutters, and you're talking about the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
So they got stand down orders. The base, our base, or other bases mm-hmm. around the country, they got stand down mm-hmm. orders not to do anything. Are you kidding?
Yeah. You know why? You know why box cutters could be used in an issue like this? Because we got a bunch of Americans that are a bunch of wussies that will not stand up to hijackers.
You know what? I don't buy that.
I totally
buy that,
bro.
You know what's even better?
Since 1970s, man. Since I've been a kid, I've been hearing about.
That's good.
We get hijacks. Iran.
Right.
Come on, dude. If I was on that plane, I'd kick the shit out of
this. Hold on a second. One at a time. Go ahead, Bob.
The whole story is nonsense. And not only that, but dude, you said you've been to the.
So why is it nonsense? Tell me why it's nonsense. Why do you think it's nonsense?
Because there's no way that kerosene, which is jet fuel, can take down buildings. Serious.
First of all, I did not say, have you seen the movie Fight Club before?
No, I don't watch TV.
Okay, well, so research a little bit, buddy. Research, okay?
Wait a second. Bill, you're telling him because he hasn't seen a movie?
Yeah,
You call that research?
Do some research, my friend.
I don't need to do research.
In the movie Fight Club, the very ending scene of Fight Club, they are taking down Trey Towers, man.
Hold on. 1 second, Bill. I got to point out the absolute absurdity of what you're saying. You're using
a
movie scene as your research to validify your position here. Is that correct?
No. No.
That's what you just said.
There's clues
Bob,
and everything.
Is that not what you just said? Am I missing something?
If you pay attention to things around you, you'll understand.
This guy is a shill. He's a shill to the...
I'm a shill, that's right.
Here, you know what, Bill?
Yeah.
I'm a welder.
A shill that makes more money than you do, buddy.
Who cares about how much money you make? The truth is still
the right way, too.
Who cares about how much money you make?
Gamble at the casinos like this pal does.
You know what? You sound like the type of fellow that you're losing a debate and you start calling me a racist.
No. Oh, yeah, no, I can tell. If you live in Las Vegas, you probably gamble your money away every day at the freaking little slot machine.
I do not gamble.
Own your little guns, and now you think, oh, I'm a tough guy.
Yes, you should not.
Dude, you lost the debate. You lost the debate. All
no,
right, all,
man. I asked you a direct question.
Welder.
See the movie
I'm
Fight Club. You said no. So,
welder,
you have no idea what the
right?
premise of that movie was all even about. So.
Yeah, shut up about the movie. Dude, it takes a lot more temperature.
How old are you even? Do you remember when people were hijacking planes in back in, say, 1979?
Dude, what does that matter?
What does it matter?
For a minute.
What does it matter? We've been attacked by Islamic extremists for the last freaking, shoot. Since I've been, God, fuck.
Yeah,
12
years
old.
The Iranian, never mind about that. All right.
Exactly. Never mind about that.
You're telling me, okay, like when they took down to Debbie Reynolds the other day, all right? You're telling me they did that by a campfire? They took that building down by a campfire?
So you live in Las Vegas. What? Why? Why do you live in Las Vegas? What's so attracting about Las Vegas to you?
Bill,
because
I don't
what?
Know
you can own your guns? You're a gun owner? You're a big gun
hold
guy?
Hold on. Let me take control, okay?
Jump in.
I don't know that that has anything to do with anything here, and I want
to
regain.
I was bringing up a fact.
And
about
I'm gonna give Bob.
It's a clue.
Bill, please stop interrupting.
All right.
I'm gonna give Bob a moment or so here to make his final thoughts, and then I will let you have your final thoughts in response. And because then we got to take another break to finish up tonight's show. Okay, so please don't interrupt him. Let him speak, and then I will let you have your chance to respond. Bob, you want to finish any thoughts that you have for Bill the Shill?
Yes, I would love to. All right, I've lived here 22 years, probably longer than you have. I'm a welder by trade. It takes 2,700 degrees to melt steel. Steel, I-beams, box columns, which is the Twin Towers, do not pancake, weaken. Kerosene burns at 1,500 degrees.
You're not asking
Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. All right? The whole story. Like, dude, Bin Laden worked for the CIA. His name was Tim Osmond. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, I care less. I know you more care about my club. All right? The whole story of melting buildings and whatever. The whole story of the melting columns and all this nonsense. Dude, do some research. Bob, you are 100% right. This guy is a super shill.
Super shit.
Finish it up for me, man.
What are you doing? What are you doing, buddy? What are you doing in Las Vegas?
All right, enough about him. He's off the line now, Bill. Thank you for your call, Bob. Bill, your comments and final response on that topic, please. Don't make it about the person. Why don't you comment on the topic?
Okay. All I was trying to point out about the movie Fight Club is that simply there's clues in everything if you just pay attention. And this definitely was some sort of planned action by someone or some people wanting to do this for a long time. I'm simply saying that, yes, sure, it definitely was an inside job. It had to be an inside job. But planes definitely hit the building, and there definitely was hijackers. Did the planes cause this to happen? No, but it definitely didn't help.
All right. That's one of the most convoluted conspiracy theories that I've ever heard in my life.
Have you been to New York before, Bob?
I've been to New York. I was actually in the Trade Center a month before the attacks on September 11th.
How many years ago was that? But 10 years before that, where we had attacks on two different occasions where they drove vans into the parking garage. I think on the second building, and tried to blow it up from the bottom. Does anybody remember that one?
Sure. Bill, thank you very much for coming on tonight's show.
You're welcome.
We'll have to do this again, and next time we'll have a little bit more of a structure here to focus. We're all over the place. Are you still doing your radio show?
Not yet, but I will be back here very shortly.
All right. Who are you going to be shilling for now?
Oh, man. I don't know yet. Right. Some big things, though. Big things.
Because you kind of do whatever you have to do to kind of sell out and be on the air and whatnot, right? I mean, how many different hats have you worn over the years?
Hats? No, I've always stood for the same things, except for now that, you know, that I'm learning some more things on accident. No, I've always been a true red, white, and blue American, man. Always have. But I'm starting to lose faith. I like Vladimir Putin. I think he's a bad to the bone guy. I think he's the new George Washington of the new millennium, my friend. Okay. I can say that for the record. So I think our country's going down the tubes. I've said that for a long time. That's not any backsliding. That's just, but I do not believe that, George W. Bush said, hey, you know, let's take down these towers. Yeah, let's do it. No, absolutely not.
All right, Bill, you have one of the most convoluted, confused perspectives on this that I've ever heard.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull the...
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
For your mindconference.com. Man, was that a waste of time. I wish I could go back and just have prevented all that. I thought that would be somewhat fruitful, but I gotta tell you, Steve, honestly, it was a complete waste of time, man. Hey, Steve, where do you want to, what kind of seat do you want? I'm booking Steve's flight right now to the Free Your Mind conference. He's going to be one of our featured speaker. What kind of seat do you like? An aisle seat? What do you like?
Isn't there a hot tub room in there that I
can...
No recliner with seat buckles or anything?
No,
like
not
that?
On this flight.
Yeah, okay. Do they have magic fingers seats, or is that in just the hotels?
No, that's just the hotel, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll take whatever seat I can get it.
Do you want a window? Do you want an aisle?
Yeah,
or do you
want
to sit in the middle?
Definitely, I'm a window person.
You're a window guy?
Yeah, I am a window guy.
You're in row 15 on the window.
Okay, 15 guy. Is that over the window?
You like the left side or the right side?
Let's see. I think I would rather take the right side. No, I'll take the left because I'll be, as I'm heading out there, I'll be on the, looking to the north and I won't have the sun in my face and I can see more.
Make sure this is the right decision, all right?
Yeah, no, it's okay. Left or right doesn't matter. Really.
Left or right, okay.
Yeah, it might be a cloudy day, but then again, once you get up above 36,000 feet or so, it's usually pretty sunny all the time.
All right, so we got Steve Starrs flying in to Philadelphia for the Free Your Mind Conference. Let's see, flying back, you want a window as well, right?
Yeah, if you can do that, sure.
Do that for you. All right, we got a window back for you. And let's see here, what's next? What do they want? They want money? I got to pay for this? Well, we need your help. If you can, donate to the Free Your Mind Conference because... booking flights for the speakers and paying for travel expenses and hotels and production cost and this venue and everything else costs money. FreeYourMindConference.com. Oh, yeah. Steve, kind of an exciting announcement.
Okay, yes, let's hear
it. We have the schedule up on the website as of today. So the Free Your Mind Conference full schedule is on the website, and why don't I walk you through it?
Okay, let's hear about this, because I've heard some of the guests, and I want to hear them again.
Yeah, on Friday, we're going to start off with three different lectures that have yet to be announced. Those are the only slots that are still not finalized, and that starts at 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon. And then at 7:30 in the evening, Josie the Outlaw Wales, will be speaking at the conference. She's just awesome. And then following her, we'll have the alternative media panel featuring Luke Radowski, the Free Thought Project, and the Anti-Media. Then at 9:30, we'll have Freeman Fly of Freeman Perspective, which will be awesome. And then following that, we'll have an open mic session of the conference. Then on Saturday, we'll have Jay Parker, a former satanic ritualistic abuse victim and whistleblower. We'll have the New Jersey Weed Man to talk about jury nullification at 10 o'clock. At 11 to noon, Mark Devlin from the UK. And then we'll take our break at noon. Lauren Eisenhower will speak after that, followed by Lennon Honor, followed by yours truly. Then Clint Richardson is going to be after. We'll have a break and a speaker meet and greet that evening. We'll have Stuart Swerlow speak after that. And then that Saturday night headlining will be yours truly, Mark Passio. And on Sunday, Steve will kick things off. Then we'll have Ross Ben, Freighter X, John Bush, John Vibes, Janice Barcelo, Dennis McKenna, Fritz Springmeier, and then the meeting of the minds, the collaboration with all of the speakers being asked questions from the audience and more. FreeYourMindConference.com. Steve, thanks, brother. We'll talk later. Love you,
hey,
guys.
My pleasure.
Have a great night. We'll be back at it tomorrow.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.